Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
This is That Story Show, where we put your hilarious life stories into the spotlight. Hey! This is That Story Show, people.
Hallelujah!
You're watching?
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
I turned into a bat. I flew into this lady's house. I left her some guano.
Hey, podcast people, I'm your host. My name is James Kennison.
And I'm John Steinclover. And James, did you hear about the guy who invented the knock-knock joke?
No.
Yeah, he won. He actually won a Nobel Prize. Nobel. Because it was a knock-knock joke. I'm just explaining that for everybody else who didn't get it.
Did you hear about the guy that did the hokey pokey and that he died?
No, what happened?
They couldn't keep in the casket. They put him in there, and then his right foot would come out, and then his left foot would come out. And they just shook him all about. Right. So
so they cremated him?
Is that what you're trying to say? Just load him in the furnace. He's not going to lay still.
This ain't going to work.
It's not working. Oh, man. Welcome to the show, everybody. I have had an amazing week. I hope you have too, John.
I have. You know why?
Because you got that freaking project for the church done.
Yeah. Yes, I did. I did. And that was a great deal off my shoulders. But this week is spring break for me. So.
Oh, nice.
I haven't been working at all.
Yeah, you done anything fancy or special, or are you just kicking it around? What are you doing?
Yeah, no, we figure since Johnny's headed to Wyoming this summer and he's going to kind of be growing up, you know, all that stuff, we wanted to have one last kind of family vacation.
Okay.
I guess you would call it. And so we spent the week, we just got back today, we spent the week in a place called Helen, Georgia.
Helen! I love Helen! Yeah. It's like it's like Swiss, right? They have it all.
It's supposed to be like a Bavarian mountain town, It's up in the Georgia mountains, and it's a nice place.
You do any rafting or anything like that?
No, not this time around. It's actually quite cool out there. Nobody was on the beach.
You're not wrong. That would be a bad time in Georgia. No, I've been to Helen several times.
Yeah, same. Yeah, it's one of our places. So, you know, we went through and did some hiking over at the state park and then hiked through Helen, which isn't very long, but it was great time. Relaxing time.
Tied Johnny to a tree so he wouldn't leave, and you tortured him until he gave up Wyoming and brought everybody home. So,
yep, that was it. How did you know? You must have been there before.
I just thought you would start the whole thing like, you know, we it's the last time we were together, so we just all got together and we just cried the whole time. We just cried. We mourned over the loss of our son. He's going away.
He's excited, but he's, you know, Amy keeps telling him that he's going to miss us.
Yes, and, he is. He freaking is.
He doesn't
is.
Know it yet.
No, he doesn't know it yet. Jenna didn't think she was ever going to need us again. She left, and dude, she calls daily. I don't get daily calls, but her mom does.
Yeah, well.
Especially since Jenna has taken up a liking in accounting, of all things.
Wow. That is a pretty amazing thing that somebody would take an interest in that and actually do it.
Especially somebody like Jenna, who was played three sports, who went 90 to nothing her whole life, and now she wants to sit behind a desk and look at numbers. She calls her mom and asks these questions that I don't know the answer to. I don't even know the question. You know, hey, what's the positive figure of a transgender subatomic thing? And I'm like, because I made the mistake of saying, what'd she call about? You know, sounded pretty important. And Jen's like, oh, it was just a subdermal hematoma, blah, 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 you know? And I'm like, what? Like, I am too
sounds
dumb.
Sounds like science.
I'm too dumb to be talking to you.
Oh, dang it.
Kids.
Well,
now I only get calls when the car starts making weird noises. Hey, Dad, What?
Yeah.
The car, the engine light came on and the car's hardly moving. Am I okay to keep driving? Probably not, but you're not going to blow up. So anyway.
Yeah. If it's not on fire, you're good. Yeah. If it starts smoking, get out.
Just take it to the fixer place as fast as possible.
Right.
We always start with an opening story. This is called Spurious Story.
Spurious.
Yeah. I got on thesaurus.com. Many years ago, some of my siblings and I were sharing embarrassing stories late into the night. And there had been many good ones shared, and we were all getting tired. However, my brother Daniel didn't want to be finished yet. He says to me, "Jacob, tell him that one story." "Which story?" I replied. But before he could answer, I said, "Oh, that story." And I really didn't want to tell it, but now everyone wanted to hear it. "You have to tell it, Jacob," Janet, one of our sisters, yelled. So as the pressure mounted, I told them the following story. Has there ever been a better lead up to a story? Like,
no,
he's telling us the story of him telling a story. It's inception. Yeah.
It is inception.
It is.
Because now we're about to be transferred into the story that he's telling.
"Yo, we heard you like stories, so we put a story in your story so your stories would have stories." Anyway.
Yeah.
That was from, what is it? The car show.
With the exhibit. Car show?
Yeah. It was Pimp My Ride. There we go.
Oh.
Yeah.
We
heard you like totally. Donuts, so we put a donut machine in your car so you could have donuts while you're in your car. Anyway.
Doing donuts.
Yeah. When I was around 7 years old, Janet and I were fighting over who knows what, and my mother came into the room and told us to knock it off and find a game to play. Sounds like an Xer to me. Go play out in the
knock
street.
Knock it off.
Shut up, kids.
Go outside right now.
Yes. If I had a switch, I'd turn you off and plug you in and charge you up. She was expecting a neighbor friend to come soon to visit, and I didn't want us fighting in the background. So we decided we would play some hide and seek. And when it was her turn to be it, I decided to go to the bathroom and hide in the large basket that we place our dirty clothes. Yum.
Mm. Yeah. I used to do that. That was a great hiding spot.
Yeah.
It's disgusting now that I think of it.
Oh, it smells bad. It's not a good smell. You think you stink? Your whole family smells like a variety pack of stank. So
be somebody's underwear sitting right on top of your face.
And you've got your eyes closed because you're all like screened up. You don't know. You don't know that sensitive area is touching one of your sensitive facial areas.
I don't want to relive that.
I hid inside. I put the pile of clothes over the top of my head and I waited. And I decided that when I heard her come in, I would just jump out and scare her. Soon, I heard her walk into the room, and waiting long enough that she would think no one was there, I jumped out, only to see my mom's friend, pants halfway off, about to go to the bathroom.
I shouldn't have taken a sip of water when you I was bait. Oh my goodness. Little kid hiding in the hamper.
Ta-da!
Scared us both to death.
Instead of a yell, a small squeak came from my throat. Neither of us knew how to react, so we stared at each other for a few seconds. the pee comes out anyway because she's so scared. Anyway, then she slowly pulls up her pants, and I slowly descended back into the hamper like a groundhog. Yeah, I'll be down here while you finish up.
Just pretend you didn't see me jump out of that hamper.
When I finished the story, everyone was laughing hysterically, and Daniel was laughing most of all. Why? Because this story wasn't real. He had made up this story a few years earlier and told it to me and his best friend. However, unlike Daniel, who informed us the story was fake as soon as he finished telling it, I decided to wait until the morning. However, the first thing the next day, Daniel begged me not to tell anyone it was fake. And then my siblings pressured me to tell our mom because they didn't know. So I didn't know what to do except tell her. So once I had finished, she asked after a small chuckle, "Do you know who it was?" And I remember answered,
which friend that was?
I answered truthfully that I did not know who it was. I wouldn't recognize them with their pants on anyway. After all, how could I know who she was if it never happened, right? So
right.
Soon after this incident, I went to a church missions trip, our church mission for 2 years. So when I came home, one of the first things Daniel had said to me when we were alone was, "They've been talking about that story nonstop while you were gone. It has been the funniest thing. Please don't tell them it's not real." However,
oh man.
However, I had been on a mission trip, so my conscience was getting at me.
Right.
So
I've been holding this 2 years.
You know
years
how holy you get after a mission trip? It changes everything for about 6 weeks.
Right.
You know? So right. they've been talking about it. So when my mama again asked me, while in the presence of all the siblings that were there that night, "Do you remember who that friend was?" I told the truth. Boo! The mood in the room went from jovial to resentful instantly.
Because they've all been spreading that story, right? They've all been telling, "Oh, you'll never believe what happened."
They've told thousands of people.
I mean, it probably did happen to somebody somewhere along this long line of history we have.
My siblings were angry that I would make up a story while they had all shared actually embarrassing stories that night. I still get flack for this today. Thanks for the show, you guys. Jacob from Utah. Yeah, let's see. Let's do some detective work. Utah, a 2-year mission. What church does he go to?
There's one guess.
Okay, go for it. What do you think it is? He's Pentecostal. No,
you got it.
Yeah, nailed it.
There you go.
Nailed it. I bet he's never been to Independence, Missouri either. So. All right.
Independence.
Yeah.
Missouri.
They have a tower there. It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. Let's do some news.
That's awesome.
All right. A U.S. baseball team has been accused of fat shaming.
What?
After it named its pig's mascot after a weight loss drug called Ozempic. Okay. Ozempic?
Ozempic? I think it's called Ozempic.
Okay, Ozempic. Okay, so St. Paul Saints chose Ozempic from nearly 2,300 names submitted by fans, joking because the pig was ashamed of gaining weight and had promised to slim down. Okay, so lightweight, harmless little joke. The deal is that the pig brings out, it's a big deal, the pig brings out the ball to the umpire. And as the season goes on, the baby pig grows and, of course, puts on weight. And so the joke was that this one would take the medicine and not get fat as a pig, you know?
Right.
But we live in a world, John, where Gen Xers aren't in control yet. And and feelings are the name of the game. So,
yeah.
So how's it pronounced again? Ozempic?
I think it's a long O. Ozempic.
Ozempic. That does sound better.
I think, but I'm not sure.
Ozempic sounds like something I'd spend money on. Okay. Ozempic was intended for diabetes, but sometimes it's prescribed for weight loss as it can help people feel fuller for longer, especially if you just take a handful of them and shove them down your gullet.
We do not recommend this at that story show. No. Just
disclaimer. It has become popular after being promoted by certain celebrities and influencers. However, the Minnesota team selection did not go down with some on social media. Who gives a crap? Who gives a crap? Freaking social freaking media. Anyway.
Because that's what runs the world.
Yes, yes. "I wouldn't make fun of people's weight and diabetics. It just feels a bit cruel. Maybe time for a marketing meeting to figure this out, y'all," said one reply in the team's Facebook page.
Okay.
Is there any doubt on which way I lean on this? I'm not trying to be too obvious.
I think you're pro-sensitive, so that's okay.
I'm speaking as a fat dude. I am so not offended. Anyway, it's insensitive to people struggling with their weight, among other things. Like, looking like a pig? Is that what you're trying to say? Like, we're fat and we look like a pig, so that's what we're struggling with? Said another. But one fan said people were overreacting. I'm a type 2 diabetic. I was prescribed Ozempic. I don't know how to say it anymore. You just say it.
Ozempic.
I was prescribed for a long time, and I'm not the least bit offended. You see how normal he sounded when he said it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just because he's a normal dude. The team's media relations boss, Sheen Arison, said they had no intention of mocking people who are trying to lose weight. He says, I can tell you there was no ill intent. There was no malcontents. He said, there was never even a discussion in the room where when we were going over the name that, hey, this may offend some people. And I love that line because they didn't even talk about if it would offend people. They never even thought to ask. It's a bunch of 50-year-old Xers in there going, that's pretty funny. That's good enough for me.
Okay, let's do it.
So he says he understands why some people would be upset, but they decided to stick with the name anyway. So we knew how we originally came up with the name, and we're good with it. But we did discuss it, and we decided we're going to keep it. So screw you guys, basically, is what he's saying. Get a life. I love it. I love it. A pig mascot is a regular fixture at the team's grounds. Like I said, he carries the balls out for the umpire. That is so freaking cute. Becomes visibly larger during the season, and a younger pig normally takes over halfway through. So that is great. I love that story.
Is it an actual pig, do you think? Or is it like a character, dude in a costume that they've been?
It's a pig. It is a real pig. Yeah, and they train it to carry out balls to the umpire. He runs them out with his little legs, dude.
I want to know where that team is.
Yeah.
You said St. Paul Saints? St. Paul, is that Minnesota?
St. Paul Saints. It's got to be like a farm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, hats off to you, St. Paul.
Yeah, for Saints. Not bowing to the man or whatever the man is. I think we're the man now. So
probably.
Yeah, you know, to the whiny babies who have to get offended about everything. On behalf of people they're not even a part of. Like, I'm offended for fat people and diabetics. I'm 19 years old. I've never had a single health issue in my life. You know, get over it, right, dude. I have never been offended by any representation of fat people in any movie I've ever seen. And they're always the fat, dumb, hungry, dirty guy. You know, you look at Paul Blart Mall Cop, you know, do I get offended because he flies off the two-wheeler? No, I don't care. Because in a TV show, he was married to a hot chick. So
that's right. What movie, what TV show?
King of Queens, baby.
King of Queens.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because fat guys can get girls. I am proof of that. So, or girl. I should say girl. Anyway, let's do some stories.
Let me tell y'all a story.
This one's called Box Breaking, and it's by TJ Bunkall, and it's a little long. It's a little on the long side, but it has, I want to say, it's like a ice cream sandwich. It's got story on top, story underneath, and the punchline's in the middle. Usually punchline's usually at the end, but it's in the middle. Yeah. All right.
Well, it just so happens, like, the whole part of a ice cream sandwich is the best part.
Yes. Exactly right.
Yeah.
By the way, did you hear about the ones they were getting from Walmart and they were putting them out and they weren't melting? Like they go to room temperature and they don't melt.
Yeah. I've heard, you know, the drumsticks do the same thing. The ice cream part doesn't melt. So that's
weird.
It's kind of, that's scary.
It's weird.
That's going into your body, people.
Yeah.
Don't eat a lot of them. No. Maybe one every 10 years.
Yeah. So this is called Box Breaking. I had a rough day and I thought, don't get stressed. Don't get depressed. Just think, hey, this belongs on that story show.
Yeah.
So Last night around 10 p.m., I went to do my laundry in my apartment's complex free laundromat. The way these machines work is they connect to an app, and you can pay for them and turn on the washers and dryers. That's fancy.
That's cool. Yeah.
We had an app called Get a Buttload of Quarters.
So. Yes, right. It's called a change machine.
We get a code that allows us to use the machines for free. For some reason, on this night, my code stopped working, but it was only after I had put 3 loads of laundry into 3 washing machines.
Oh, no.
I did everything I could think of. I put money on my account, money that I couldn't afford to spend. Being very broke and a college kid, it still didn't work, though. I went to the public laundromat in town. They only took cash. I didn't have any cash left. I had spent my last $2 in cash not 2 hours earlier.
Oh.
The loads I put in contained my work uniform for today. My laundry had to be cleaned. It had to be dried. And there was no dryer available to me. And this whole time he's thinking, I got to call that show. No.
Right now.
It's happening. My story is happening right now. I put my clothes on the balcony of the upper floor. I tied a rope between 2 beams and hung more clothes. And then I put a ratchet strap around the top of my car with the windows open that had my uniform. Homeboy was doing the MacGyver thing. Half our audience
airing
is
it
like,
out.
Half of the audience is like, who, MacGyver? What? What?
My what?
I know about MacGruber, but I don't know about
they remade MacGyver for a while.
Did they?
Yeah, they did. They filmed it in Atlanta. I have a friend who was an extra on the show.
Nice.
Featured extra, too.
Sweet. So, yeah. The things that guy could do with paper clips, but...
I know it. And duct tape. In his imagination.
He just did. He was a genius. The clothes dried somewhat overnight, but just to be safe, I had all my windows down with the heat blasting, wearing a coat for the hour drive, and changed into my uniform when I got there. So... It's like, I don't want to be damp. I work as a stocker at a grocery store. I was breaking down a box after unloading its contents. This is the best part of the story to me. I was breaking down boxes after unloading its contents onto the shelves. Some of the boxes are heavily glued, sometimes taped, but not always. And for these, I just punch them to break the glue. And I used to do that too. I worked at Rollins.
Same.
Yeah.
I worked at a sports store and we had Nike boxes and stuff like that all the time.
Punch them. I still do it with Amazon boxes. Though that threaded tape is pretty hardcore.
Pretty tough, but if you give it a good whack, it seems to snap just right.
If you chew it like a rabid wolf, it'll come loose. So I break the glue, the cardboard flattens, and I had my left arm wrapped around the upside down box, holding it to my torso. And with my right fist, I slammed it into the bottom of the box. But instead of the flaps giving way, the whole box fell out of my grip from the force. And that force continued in motion, you know, because it stays in motion through the box. And the box went into my junk. My junk. So I pretty much punched myself in the groin.
Oh, it's embarrassing.
It did not feel good. So I doubled over, and a co-worker, an older woman, I don't know her name, she asked if I was okay. I'm fine. I replied weakly. What happened? She asked. Nothing. I answered quickly. Not a darn thing. Just working out my arm here. That's all.
I found something on the floor and I was looking at it. It's all, that's it.
About an hour after I recovered, really, dang.
An hour. He didn't say it took an hour. He just said an hour after he recovered.
Oh,
so we don't know the exact amount of recovery time.
You might have needed to see a doctor. You know?
Do you ever really recover from self-inflicted?
You know, you never do because it writes itself into your brain. I keep track of every time that I've had the wind knocked out of me and every time that I've hurt myself.
Inflicted self pain.
Yes.
Accidentally.
Yeah. About an hour after I recovered, I was baling the cardboard that was compacted in the compactor, but some imbecile, some LBB, put a can of food in the compactor.
No.
Oh, that's so wrong. I didn't know it when I compacted everything. It was at the bottom of a huge pile of cardboard. And when it was compacted with the other cardboard, it burst. And when I opened the big door to let the bale out, I saw the mess and I had a pallet for it to land on. Only it missed. This several hundred pound bale of cardboard fell into the pallet at a bad angle, causing the mess of what I guessed was like cream of something soup. It splattered.
You have a whole thing about cream of something, don't you?
Yes. There's not supposed to be cream of anything. Cream of mushroom does not exist. Cream of chicken should never exist.
Cream of celery?
Cream of anything that's not naturally creamy, you should not make cream of. Okay?
Right. Yeah, like
hand G-O-K cream
right there.
Hand cream. What the heck? What are we making that out of? Hands, you know?
It's like hand cream.
It's like we've got motor oil and
those
then
hands.
Baby oil. What's that made out of? Babies. Anyway. All right. I got the mess all over my leg and on my woven leather work gloves. It must have expired or had a bad seal because it stank. Nothing else. My freshly painstakingly washed uniform was ruined. I had six hours left to go. I did my best to wash the mess off my pants while still wearing them. I work at the refrigeration department, so I didn't want to get my pants too wet because I didn't want to freeze. Yeah, those refrigerators are cold. I thought my basic scrubbing did the trick, but nope. I was told by my coworkers that it was rank. I was rank.
Oh, that's sad. Poor TJ. I feel bad for you, man.
He's having a bad day, isn't he? He is. Oh. They could smell me, and it was bad. The whole back hallway stank. I stank, and today was busy for some reason. I'm stocking shelves. Customers are passing me within close proximity, and I felt so self-conscious, so much so that all I could imagine was some toddler walking up and yelling, "Mommy stinks!
He smells like creamed chicken. That's gone bad.
It's gone bad. It's gone way bad. It's gone like to the devil side of things bad. You know, it is evil cream of chicken. I would then explain that I had some bad soup spilled on me. And then, you know, so he had it all made up in his head how he would redeem things.
He was ready.
You never get that chance, though. You never do. Mm-mm. My coworkers thought that this was hilarious. They've started calling me soup in honor of the mess that was made on my leg. So now I have to do laundry again tonight. I hope someone gets a laugh out of this. It'll make me feel better about my crappy day. TJ Bunkall from Idaho. Oh, man. Comedy of errors, as they call it.
Yes.
Sometimes you just have to complain on a podcast, and we're glad to have done that for you. Goodness
gracious. Give you an opportunity to recover from that moment.
I'll tell you, though, I get stories from moms a lot, and I would use them more. So this is a tip, moms, specifically to moms. If you want to send me a story of a day like this, just bring it down to about 600 words to where I could read it in 3 to 5 minutes. And then you got a deal. But what happens is they start writing, and that freedom that they feel, that serotonin starts getting released, and they're like, this is good for me. I should probably be journaling every day. And boy, they get to typing, and people's names come up, and they're bringing in grandparents, and everything is just things that they held on to for months. But I'm like, I can't edit this. It's a work of art.
Yeah.
So
how can you improve perfection? But you can't read it all because it's a whole show.
It's a storybook.
It's a storybook.
It's a wall.
Maybe you should illustrate it.
Yeah. So anyway, if you have a hard life and you have a story to share, just remember we're not betterhelp.com. we're trying to get through the stories. All right, here we go. This is from Jennifer, And it's called Erased Eyebrows. Remember, you can call the show and tell a story like she did. Yeah. Here we go.
It's easy.
Hello, James and John. This is Jennifer from Illinois. Hey. I'm calling because when my kids were little, like 6, 4, and 3, I gave them gum as we were driving to keep them entertained. And I was very specific that they were not to take that gum out of their mouth.
Don't you do it.
Well, we get home, I get the kids out of the car, and my middle child has gum in his eyebrows.
I'm like, what?
Michael, what happened? How did you get gum in your eyebrows? This is ridiculous. I told you to keep your gum in your mouth. You're not supposed to take it out. Take him upstairs. I can't get the gum out, so I have to shave his eyebrow. And as I'm shaving his eyebrow, he's chomping on his gum. He didn't take it out. His little sister took it out, smeared it across his eyebrow, and kind of had a chuckle on her brother. I could not believe it. So always make sure you check for the gum. Thanks for all you do. You make me laugh often. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jennifer. I hope your son's eyebrows got grown back. I bet you he looked surprised, didn't he?
It looked like one of those. What was the show where the aliens lived on the planet with the people?
Was it from the 80s?
Yeah.
Was it V?
It was Alien Nation.
Alien Nation.
Yeah, okay. They didn't have eyebrows. So you never quite knew where when he, because he was like a detective. He's hold a gun at you. You didn't know if he was serious or not. You know, is he going to shoot me? I can't tell. So, man.
His eyebrows. I would tell what he was thinking by his eyebrows.
She was serious. She was serious about getting rid of that gum, though, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Take
off. She didn't even try. She just went straight to the razor. Zip. You don't need those eyebrows right now. You're young.
There's steps before you pull out the razor. I mean, I've heard about peanut butter, baby oil,
ice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Babies and gum, dude.
Oh, that's not nice. I wonder if there was any repercussions for the sister.
I bet not. Come on. You're the oldest. What do you think? You're the oldest in your family. What did they do? What would they have done?
Squat.
Come on.
I'm technically the middle child.
Oh, but
I have an older sister and brother, but
that secretly you're not though. You had a three child set kind of right in there for a good chunk. So
the baby, especially if the baby had done it, you know, to any of us, she would have got away with it.
Yeah, exactly. It's oldest children would have been beat, but
she's a baby. She can't help it.
She can't help it. She's a baby. You know what I hate more than gum is we grew up. I mean, we raised our children through the freaking slime phase. Let's make slime.
Right.
Let's get it in the carpet. Let's get it in our clothes. Let's put it in a shelf in the closet and let it slowly over the course of a year or two drip down the drywall and onto the floor and then dry there because it's made of glue. It's made with white glue.
That's true. It doesn't come out.
No. So, my daughter came back from college and she's like, they came home with a bottle of borax and some white glue and some
from college.
Yeah. She went to the store on the way home from college.
Gotcha.
And they started making slime again. And I'm like, no,
again,
no,
she's like,
she's 19.
It's like, it's remind me of our childhood. Let's make some slime.
Let's just the worst part of our childhood for our parents. Let's just do that. And I'm like, I took her to the closet where this big old slime thing is going out. I got Nickelodeon, old school Nickelodeon going on. You can't do that on television, you know? Anyway.
I don't know. That was their keyword, right? I don't know.
Yeah. Was
it? You can get slime.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
You can't do that on television. It was a great show.
Yes, it was. And my mom thought it was the devil because of the title.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Flash J in the UK writes a story called Hat Direction Detection. He says, I'm a keen detectorist, and I wear my That Story Show hat when I'm out on farms or helping people find lost rings on the beach. I looked up what a detectorist is. It is someone that does metal detecting as a hobby.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's cool. I wonder what they always call. I just call him a metal detector guy.
I just call him detectorist. The weird sunburnt guy on the beach, you know? So, yeah.
No, but he's got jobs looking on farms and finding lost rings at the beach. Rocks. And he's sporting that story show.
And he's in the UK. These are British beaches. These are not the nice sandy beaches of America. Their beaches don't play.
I've never been to one of those beaches, so I don't know. But
I've never been either, but there are rocks and shells, and people still go. So anyway.
And it's like really cold too.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Windy and stuff. Well, the weather wasn't quite settled yet. And last Sunday, I was on the far edge of a farm when a storm blew up. And I shut everything off and hot-footed it back to the car. The most direct path back is through a second field where the farmer has some unusual breed of sheep. They're called Herdwicks, which sounds like Harry Potter stuff to me.
Herdwicks. It's like, are they in the book from, what's his name, that mysterious beasts?
Yeah, Herdwicks. It actually sounds like a place you would go to get chemicals or something. Have you been to Herdwicks? You know?
Right then, let's go to Herdwicks and get ourselves some flimdy flams.
Maybe it's the school you go to when you can't afford Hogwarts.
We go to Herdwicks.
We're going to Herdwicks.
Aren't those sheep then?
Somebody posted Herdwicks sheep in the chat, and they are cute as crap. Look at them. They got gray backs.
They got horns. It's kind of scary, though.
The horns wrapped around their ears. That is the perfect sheep. Anyway, so they had a breed of sheep. They're called Herdwicks, which are mostly brown instead of white. And from a distance, they look like calves, like baby cows.
They're kind of small. They kind of little. They almost look like dogs with sheep heads.
Yeah, I wish sheep were more domesticated. You know, I would let a sheep run around my house, but they would eat everything. I would.
Yeah, they would.
It's like I would own a pig if they would stay little, because I've heard pigs are great pets, but they become gigantic.
You can get small pigs.
Yeah, but they grow.
Pot-belly pigs.
They grow. Do? Yes, they do. That's the dark side. There's always the dark side. Like hedgehogs. I want a freaking hedgehog. And I was reading about them, and I was pricing them, and they don't smell too bad, and you can wash them in the sink. They're cute as devils. And then I found out they're nocturnal.
Oh.
Like, that joker's going to be up all night and sleeping all day when I want to play with him. So
that's right.
There's always a dark side. So anyway, they also know when a human enters their field, it's most likely the farmer with food. So they came a running, and I thought it was about, I thought I was going to be stampeded by their over inquisitive young cows. So I made a dash for the gate and climbed over it instead of opening it. And they weren't far behind, and they stuck their heads up against the gate, baaing and making deep belching noises to express their disappointment.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's when a sheep boos you.
Yeah.
You're like, I got to call that show.
That's right. Just do it.
This is a bad day. So anyway, that's when I noticed that in my effort to get over the fence, my That's when I noticed that in my effort to get over the fence, my treasured That Story Show cap had slipped off, and it was there on the ground, a few inches out of reach amongst dozens of hooved feet.
No!
I sent that cap from my house all the way to the UK.
All the way?
Yeah. Homeboy paid for shipping.
No!
Yes.
That can't be cheap.
He is a dedicated fan and a great gentleman. Well, since they wouldn't move away from the gate, all I could do was abandon my hat in the rain and let the farmer know that it was there. you know? So I made a couple of trips in the next couple of weeks, hoping that I could get through the gate fast enough to retrieve my hat. But every time I got near, every time I got near the flock, one keen-eyed sheep would call out and they'd all come running to the gate.
You little jerks. I just want my hat back.
It's like bait. You jerk sheep. Boo-rum you. Be true to your breed. You know, whatever it was.
I kind of remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. I got near the flock. Oh, I already said that. Let me hit my, I'm going to edit this thing to death. I couldn't see it and I hadn't heard back from the farmer. So I assumed one of them had eaten it. Or they were hiding it from me and taking turns wearing the hat while doing bad impressions of me.
Beep, 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 beep. Like a Shaun the Sheep out there.
I learned later that Herdwicks are considered a docile breed, but they were just too keen for a hand out to let me get my hat. After a week or so, I just stopped looking for it.
Oh,
I would have sent you another one. I would. That's a sad story. Sometime later, the weather broke, and I was back in my detectorist gear heading the long way around the sheep. See, I like to imagine that detectorist gear includes a sheep costume.
An invisibility cloak.
Yeah, where you can hide amongst the sheep and detect,
yeah,
and they won't come after you.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
I want him to be dressed that way. So in my mind,
I believe it is.
That's what it is. Okay, you can have invisibility cloak.
Yeah, if you're a detectorist, you can have an invisibility cloak. I'm sure you get them at Herwick's.
the cheap magic shop. Yeah, it don't work all the time.
That's right. It lasts for 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, you can't clean it. But while it works, it's great. So the weather broke. I noticed the farmer had put some temporary fencing across that field in order to move his cows through or something. But there on the post near the gate was my hat.
Yay!
I backtracked and followed the temporary fencing, all the while paced by a dozen sheep loudly protesting my proximity. And I just grabbed my hat before the sheep got there. It was muddy, of course, but a gentle wash cycle put it to rights. I love the way the British talk, don't you?
Yes, put it to rights.
Put it to rights. James really did make a quality hat, and I need no further proof than this, my lucky hat. Cheers, Flash J in the UK.
Well, Flash J in the UK.
I'm gonna give him a hand clap.
Yes.
That was a good one. Yeah, we do have hats available. Etsy.com/NLcast.
So. And apparently they are sheep proof.
Yeah.
So sheep get them while you can.
Sheep mud, sheep proof, you know. And guess what? You know, the prices are pretty low, so they're pretty darn sheep.
Yeah. I heard that.
All right. So we have a couple of announcements. Listen, I'm just going to put this out there for now. I don't do this all the time, but we did it a few years ago, and I just want to shake things up. If you want a sticker,
yeah,
put on your water bottle or the back of your car, on your boyfriend's head. I don't know. I don't know where you want to put it. But these are nice vinyl stickers. I pay for them. Actually, our patrons pay for them. But if you want one, you could stick it to a water bottle, wash it in the dishwasher. It stays on. I'm saying these are good vinyl stickers. They are good stickers. Nice. If you want one, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to That Story Show Sticker. Okay? This is like the 80s. Send it to That Story Show Sticker, P.O. Box 2153 St. Louis, Missouri 63158. All right, I'll try to put that in the show notes as well. But P.O. Box 2153 St. Louis, Missouri 63158. Self-addressed stamped envelope, and I will send you a sticker. I want stickers all over the country. So
that is fun.
You want to get one for your kid? be a hero. You know, what the way to do it is, if they're listening with you right now and they're like, "Dad, give us a sticker." Just like,
please, Dad.
Just be like, "Shut up, shut up, shut up. I'm listening to the show." And then they'll cry and they'll think it's all over. They'll never see it. And then you get it and you give it to them and it goes back and it heals all the pain. You know, the part of their, part of their soul that you killed comes back to life. Trust me. It
comes back to life.
Yeah. It works.
I remember that happening my whole life.
Yeah.
It just works. I don't know.
I don't know. It's magic. You know, my wife went back to work about 6 months early when Jay, okay. So in her mind, she was supposed to stay as a stay-at-home mom until Jay was in kindergarten. She went back 6 months earlier than the summer before his kindergarten year. So he went to nursery school at my church, you know, the church I worked at. It was free and she got a job and I was all for it. But I had a joke that I had to send her with. I said, "It's okay, Jen. The part of his soul that it will die and wither away. And he'll never know. He'll never know what he missed out on. The part that, and to this day,
anytime
there's a problem, if Jay gets a bad grade, if Jay's late for curfew, I'm like, sweetie, you know what happened.
Oh, no. You didn't.
You know what happened. It's that little part of his soul that you killed.
Yeah. When you went to work.
When you went back to work 6 months early. No, he loved school. He thought he was in school. I mean, at that age, he was ready. He thought he was in school. But he was raised at home. And anyway, hats are available at Etsy.com/NLCast. Everybody repeat after me. Thank God I'm not married to James Kennison. That's...
I'll double that. I'll echo that.
It's like
it'd be weird. I love you, man, but just not.
Oh yeah, you don't want to marry me. Nathan Caldwell? Is that who I'm thinking about? He put out a audio bit this week to his Protectorate Productions. You need to look it up.
Yeah.
And his season finale was a crossover episode with me and him and the show. And you ought to go listen to it. Protectorate Productions. And it's the last episode of season 4 in case this so that'll be future proof. And it's, he introduces something like the first ever recap song. And then I talk about it. And then he comes back and talks about it. But, oh gosh, excuse me. My new stomach, it's having problems right now. Hold on.
Got a little gas. Baby got a little gas.
Yes, and it hurts.
Ooh, Hercules.
Okay, what was my point, too? I just lost my point.
Came right out with that burp.
Oh, geez. What was I talking about? It was so good. Podcast is... No. Where were we? We were talking about hats. We were talking about...
Oh, you, Nathan Caldwell.
Yeah.
You were doing the podcast. You did the recap song.
Yeah.
The first ever, and...
But we were coming off the sticker, self-addressed stamped envelope. Anyway.
Okay.
Just go check it out because he did a great job. He did a great job. And I want to push some love his way. So
yeah. Good guy.
Protectorate Productions. Yep. So, we're also ready for a new batch of stories. Now you might be saying, "Hey, you haven't read my last one yet." That don't mean it ain't going to get read. It's just meaning the box that I keep all the folder I keep all the stories in is getting a little skinny. And I like going to the pantry even when I'm not hungry and I open looking, it up
right?
and I just like seeing a lot of food in there. And I think it's from being a poor kid. You know, you look in there and there's just a couple cans of SpaghettiOs. That doesn't make you feel very, secure in your life. I want to feel secure in my podcast. So send your stories. Go to that story show. com. Click on submit a story. The form works. If you tried to submit something this week, I am sorry to tell you the form did not work. I hate that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Somebody finally told me and I fixed it. It took me 2 seconds. We moved servers. We got a faster server. The website is faster than ever. Matter of fact, thanks to Daniel J. Lewis for doing all that he did for us.
Wow.
Podgagement.com. His podcast is The Audacity to Podcast. Daniel J. Lewis is the unsung hero of our podcast because he's
award winning too, by the way. He's won some. Yeah.
Yeah. He was inducted into the Podcast Hall of Fame. Did you freaking know that?
That's what I was.
But yep, he's implying. Even award. He's won awards before that. He is a personal friend. And if you're a podcaster, you need to go check out his service called Podgagement. There's just too much to cover as far as what it does. It started as a review cacher, and now there's ways to interact with podcasts like never before. So check it out. NarthexCon 2024. People are already signing up. It is great. June 29th, St. Louis, Missouri, free event. Come and hang out with like-minded people that love cleanish comedy. go register.
Is that us?
Yeah. Register today at narthexcon.com. And dude, I'll announce this here. Everybody's going to get a legitimate conference lanyard and badge this
year. Cool, man.
I know.
You don't have to write our name on a little sticky thing because my handwriting is so bad.
So yeah, no more name tags. We will have legitimate. I got a cost or a quote today, and it's going to be work because I cut corners. You know, I didn't. They're not printed lanyards. Those are $300. I bought them in bulk off Amazon. I got me some. What do you call it? The heat seal laminator.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Things.
Laminator, yeah.
And then I called me a printing company that's down the street, and they said, we'll print 100 of them for $25. I'm like, dude, that's amazing. I love you. Yeah. If you ever want printing done, go check out Marvel Printing in St. Louis, Missouri.
Marvel?
I know. Such a great name.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I almost got a job for them once, but this other dude came up and was better than me. So when I go pick up my order, I'm going to tease him and tell him he took my job and
do it.
That he must be awesome because I'm rad and he's radder. So anyway, this podcast is possible because of our listeners and especially because of the listeners who support us on Patreon. Check out That Story Show Premium, which includes ad-free listening, swag, and a weekly bonus podcast. Try it out free for 7 days at patreon.com/thatstoryshow. This week, the bonus content wasn't the only thing up there. I've been moving my studio from a small room in my house to a larger room in my house, and folks have been getting video and photo updates and blog posts all week. Yeah, it's just fun. I just share the fun parts with the people. And you know, it's not everybody's cup of tea, but I'll tell you one thing. I had a guy that I realized was supporting the show, and he had gotten lost, and I had not sent him his swag yet. So I emailed him personally, and I apologized. And I said, dude, I'll get your stuff out to you as soon as possible. And he wrote back the nicest thing. He said, I don't support you for the swag.
What?
I know.
Man.
Isn't that cool?
My patron hero.
I know, right? So, anyway, it's time for us to go. Surely you have a funny life story. Send it into the show. Submit your story at thatstory.com. That's storyshow.com.
That story.show?
Yeah, that too. Call it in toll free 833-55-STORY. And while you're at our website, join our mailing list. It's a great way to stay in touch with what's going on. You know, if you want to get stuff more than just once a week, I post it as soon as it's available to be known. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed. Just think, hey, this doesn't just belong down my leg. It belongs on that story show.
That's a good place for it, too.
I was squishing some boxes. Somebody had a can put in it.
Not cool.
I applied the pressure.
Yeah.
And what was in it came out it.
That's not good.
And
either.
Then the box fell over. And that stuff got on my leg. I started stinking up the place.
Not good either.
Smelled like a dozen nasty eggs. And now I call that show. You know I call that story show. That's the way things had to go. I had to call that story show. Peace out.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.